The Bush administration says it's reviewing all components of U.S. policy toward North Korea, including a 1994 understanding known as the Agreed Framework. That deal, negotiated at the height of a crisis on the Korean Peninsula, was designed to stop North Korea's progress in developing nuclear weapons. It's led to other agreements with North Korea and a lessening of tensions. It's also been widely criticized, and people across the political spectrum say it should be renegotiated. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Former Defense Secretary William Perry has called the spring of 1994 the most dangerous crisis of his time in office. North Korea was on the verge of building a small nuclear arsenal. Washington, Seoul, and Tokyo talked about increasing sanctions. The North said that would be an act of war. At the last moment, the North decided to negotiate, and the result was the agreed framework. Joel Witt, who was involved in the talks, says the pressure was intense.
We had to deal with North Korea that had a very active nuclear weapons program. And if that program had not been stopped by today, they would have been one of the world's largest nuclear powers. Certainly behind the five major powers, but maybe on, you know, par with some of the lesser nuclear powers. And that would have been unacceptable.
Under the agreed framework, North Korea pledged to freeze and eventually dismantle its nuclear facilities. In exchange, the U.S., Japan, and South Korea would provide the North with light water nuclear reactors to boost civilian energy production. Japan and South Korea agreed to bear most of the cost of the reactors. The U.S. agreed to deliver heavy fuel oil to the North until the reactors could be built. But implementation has been slow. Again, Joel Witt.
Now, as everyone has noticed, fuel oil prices have gone way up, and I'm not sure of the exact number, but I think the price of these shipments may have doubled, and this is the U.S. responsibility.
There are other more serious issues than cost. North Korea's electrical grid is so antiquated that it can't operate the new light water reactors, if they ever get delivered, with any degree of safety. Henry Sokolsky worked on proliferation issues under President Bush Sr. He now runs the Non-Proliferation Policy Center in Washington. Sokolsky is a critic of the agreed framework. He suggests negotiators were too anxious to make a deal.
They did not understand the safety ramifications. They may have vaguely understood that these reactors were too big to be hooked into the rather decrepit electrical system in North Korea, but they did not understand, I believe, the full implications from a safety perspective of what that would mean for the safe operation of the reactors.
Of course we knew that at the time.
Robert Gallucci negotiated the agreed framework.
Do I think they're going to proceed with an unsafe nuclear reactor? No.
Gallucci says the Americans tried to convince North Korea to accept conventional energy assistance, partly because of the electrical problem. But the North Koreans insisted it was nuclear power or nothing. Peter Hayes says the electrical issue was well known. He's director of the Nautilus Institute for Security and Sustainable Development. His organization does extensive work on North Korean energy needs and released a policy paper describing the grid problem. It was widely circulated around the time of the negotiations.
I actually gave it myself by hand to one of the senior North Korean leaders. As we did the briefing in his dacha outside Pyongyang, the lights went out. It was evening already, and for 20 minutes we continued as if nothing had happened. Well, he told me that the grid was in perfect shape in North Korea, and there would be no problem with the light water reactors.
But everyone knew it would be a problem. Peter Hayes says that someone ultimately will have to rebuild the electrical grid.
Everyone knows that ultimately the reactor can't be turned on safely or at all without an operating grid, unless we want to risk a Chernobyl-style accident, and downwind from the site is Japan.
Critics of the agreed framework fault the program for another reason. Light water reactors produce plutonium, and it can be used to make nuclear weapons. Robert Gallucci says he is not at all opposed to going back to North Korea and trying to renegotiate the framework.
If it's possible to get now what we couldn't get before, which is conventional plants, then by all means. If you can get greater transparency on the nuclear issue so that you have routine inspections, that's great, by all means.
For his part, Gallucci says he negotiated the best agreement that he could at the time. But times have changed. North Korea is battling famine and enduring economic problems, made worse by chronic energy shortages. Also, tensions between North and South Korea have eased. It's unclear what changes the Bush administration would like to make in the agreed framework, but the president has said he expects more transparency from the North. State Department officials say North Korea has expressed no interest in renegotiating the agreed framework, but the consensus among analysts is that Pyongyang might be approachable. It would have to be done very carefully, though. No one wants to jeopardize what the agreed framework has accomplished, an apparent freeze in North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.